Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello, and welcome to episode 405, Mindfulness on Monday, or Mom. Today, I wanted to talk about the upcoming holiday season. This episode is being launched on the Monday of Thanksgiving week. So we are about to dive headfirst into the holiday season. And I think this Mindfulness on Monday episode is a great time to talk about some of these things. I know I've been talking about them in previous weeks, but I don't think I can stress it enough how important it is to be mindful over these next 2 months. I just wrote an article on LinkedIn yesterday about the holiday season, and I will post the link in the show notes if you want to go check it out. But as I was writing, I came to an interesting kind of epiphany. So the collective we, tend to spend the last 2 months of the year running around like crazy, stressed, frazzled, spread too thin. We might spend money that we don't have on gifts for people that, if we thought about it for a second, we might not even really think it's any longer appropriate or necessary to exchange gifts with that person. Or we spend too much money on gifts out of habit, obligation, pressure, whatever it is. So we might be spending money we don't have on people we don't need to be spending money on. We might be saying yes to too many things, going to holiday parties and functions and this and that. And all of those inevitably come with delicious goodies, baked things, cheesy things, fattening things, things that may not be a part of our everyday diet. So we might overindulge in some edible treats during this holiday season, or overindulge on alcohol this holiday season, overindulge on spending money, say yes to too many things, keep doing all the things we've always done because we've always done them, not because we want to mindfully choose to continue doing them. These are traditions like, I don't know, sending holiday cards. I'm not suggesting that you should get rid of all of your things that you normally do during this time of year. What I am suggesting is that you take some time to reevaluate before you just mindlessly get caught up as a robot in this holiday season and just keep doing things the way you've always done them. And maybe you find yourself stressed and frazzled and spread too thin. What if you were to just take a few minutes and write down all the things that are on your to-do list these next 2 months? Gift giving, gift buying, holiday parties, sending out cards, maybe family photos, who knows what kinds of things, baking, who knows what kinds of things are on your list. But as I was writing this article, I started thinking about how January comes and the collective we, not necessarily you, but the collective we suddenly is motivated to make all these New Year's resolutions, all these changes. I'm going to declutter my house and get organized. I'm going to clean up my spending and get financially responsible, fiscally responsible. I'm going to change my diet. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to go to the gym. I've been a gym member for many years now. And I will tell you, the next 2 months at the gym will be nowhere near as full as the first 2 weeks of January. Every year in January, when I walk into the gym on that first week, I cannot believe how many people are there. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, I don't see those same people ever again. It is silly what we do to ourselves. But why do we do that? Why do we get to January and suddenly we want to change the way we eat, change the way we spend our money, add exercise to the routine, declutter our house, organize our time and our lives and our space? Why do we want to do that? Because we just spent the last 2 months going crazy. No boundaries, doing too much of everything, overindulging in everything. It's no wonder we as humans collectively need a detox by the time January comes. You can't live like that for 2 straight months and not feel like you need to hit a major reset button. So my question for you today is, what would it be like if instead of following that pattern, if you actually changed the way you spend the next 2 months, the last 2 months of 2019, what do you think you'll feel like in January? Do you think you'll feel like you need a major life detox, a major overhaul, a major reset of the whole thing? I'm thinking you probably won't. But I encourage you and I invite you to take this challenge, to do this experiment, and then see what January feels like for you. Instead of doing too much and spreading yourself too thin and overindulging in too many things for the next 2 months, I invite you to reevaluate everything and do it a little differently this year. And then let me know what January feels like to you. I can't wait to hear from you. All right, that wraps up my episode for today. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very mindful day and a mindful intention moving into the next 2 months. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.